Hi, Abundant Soul. I am so excited to have you here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Betty Akulubova-Burns, and this podcast is here for you. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So let's take a second to be really grateful to investing this time together, because each week I will be bringing you an interview and solo podcast episode where I will be showing you, teaching you, and guiding you how to create true abundance in your life. Not just the money, that's the cherry on the top, but truly abundance, the overflow in your life in all of the aspects, your health, your wealth, your relationship with self, with others, your business. I am here to expand you, your mindset, your capabilities to be attracted to money. And I can't wait to see what each episode is going to do for you to expand you into even more abundance. Hello, hello, Abundant Soul. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Betty Akulubova, and I am so excited to be here with you today. And it's going to be short, as I like it. My Friday's episodes are short. And I wanted to share with you something that I've been working through the past, I would say, a few months. And it's so funny because I'm just realizing it, like, how much business and life changes through the pregnancy and through the baby. But something that I have been shifting in my business ever since I was pregnant and now that Sophia is here is, who am I calling in? Who am I really excited to work with? And it has been such a process of refining. And I had to really ask myself the questions. Who is the perfect dream client for me right now, with where I am in my life? What do I have capacity for? Because I feel like sometimes we just get so stuck in what used to work, who we used to be. And it's so funny because one of my clients sent me pictures of us since 2018. And I look at it, it's like, oh my gosh, I miss that girl. I miss that girl that I used to be. And who I used to be and who I used to work with, it wouldn't work right now. Because I used to do, like, you know, like 2 to 3 sessions a month with my clients, and now I do one. And so who you are is always evolving, and we get to give ourselves permission to evolve the people who are calling in. So I had to really ask myself, who is my perfect dream client, who I truly deeply desire to work with? Where is she in her life and in her business? How can I serve her? How can I see her better? What does she really want? Like, what does she want in her life? What gaps do I fill for her that she knows that she wants support with? Like, asking myself these questions is so important. So when you're calling in your clients, you get to ask yourself these questions too. What type of support do you want to be giving, and what type of support she is really craving? Is she really craving 4 calls a month? Is she really craving to have emails back and forth? What would feel like heaven is for you in your body? Where is her mindset? Because you get to really understand that, and this is something that I have learned, you know, with my mentor, that I used to be speaking to disempowered clients. I used to be listing out all the things why people need a coach. I used to list all the things why they need, like, why their life sucks and why is it hard and why they're feeling overwhelmed. And now I'm speaking to the empowered part of them. I speak to their desires. I speak to the woman who already know what they desire. They already know they want to 6 and multiple 6 figures in business. They know they want to feel really amazing in their body, in their relationships. They know they don't want to be sacrificing any more of their free time, their health, their well-being. They know they want to feel really good and juicy on all levels of their life. And so when you're speaking to someone's desire, someone's inner knowingness, you are activating different parts of them. You're activating different possibilities in them. you get to really ask yourself, like, what are your values and how are your values going to align? For example, for me, you know it, I say it a million of times, I'm a mama now. So my values shifted. I don't party. I don't go out. I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink coffee. I'm vegan. I love nature. I love family time. I love just feeling spacious whenever I can with a little baby. So these are the things that I'm looking at. What is important to me? So I'm probably not going to attract a girl who is 20, who is, you know, like partying every weekend, who doesn't care about her health. I'm not going to be attracting those type of women. I'm going to be attracting because of my values and because how I show up and what I embody. I'm going to be attracting women who want to create 10, 20, 30, 50K months in their life and in their business with feeling healthy, with having fulfilling relationship, with being in a great communication with their partner, with having or planning their family. So who you are being is going to be reflecting on your soulmate clients. Really looking at that, who you are being and how is that, is it being seen in your business? Are you really showing it up? Are you really showing up that you make yourself smoothie? Are you really showing up that you're going for a walk? Are you showing up the pieces of your family? Because if there are women out there who only care about making more money and career and they want to work hard and they want to hustle, nothing against them, but they're probably not going to align with my laid back attitude towards business because I want to create more ease and also the money. So we get to look at those ways, how we are seeing ourselves, how we are, you know, like feeling in those ways. And we get to really ask ourselves, and I love doing this, like, what is the vision that we're walking towards? You get to be really clear on that vision. And as you're walking there, your clients, your soulmate clients will come with you. Not because you're already there, you figured it all out, because you're walking towards that vision. They will want to come with you. What is that vision in your life? And why is it so important to you? Why is it important now? Why don't you just don't care about it for the next 20 years? When you can piece all these questions and those pieces together, you will see that the people, the women that you truly desire to work with are going to be starting to gravitate towards you. They will see your posts, they will listen to your podcast, and you can meet them in the grocery store. I did it with some of my clients too. So you get to look at those. And then what I love working with my clients, it's also the beliefs. What are the beliefs that we're telling ourselves? Are you believing that you can have it? Are you allowing it to happen? What are the limiting beliefs that you are having that might be hindering you? Really look into those. What do you get to shift today so you believe that it's possible for you? What are you telling yourself that it's not possible, and how can you release it? Can you release it with breathwork, with journaling, with shifting your mindset, with speaking to your mentor? You get to look at those and replace it what is serving you. So give yourself really the space and permission to shift in your business, to pivot, to call in the clients that have a yes for you, your full body yes. Really, you deserve it. And if you love this episode, please make sure that you share it with other people and take a few moments, few minutes, few seconds to leave us a review on iTunes so more women can feel empowered to create a holistic abundance in their life. And I'll see you in the next show. My love, thank you so much for investing your time with me here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm so happy we could share this time together to create space for new abundant life that it's on its way and it's already here with you. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love this, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please remember to leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leave us your honest thoughts and comments. Tell us, what do you want to hear more of? It would be really helpful for us on our journey so we can help thousands and thousands of people more. Until then, keep sharing your light and keep spreading those abundance vibes.